Well, for those of you that enjoyed the Packers 27-13 loss to the Eagles 2 weeks ago, they gave you a repeat performance, a 27-13 loss to the New York Giants. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joins us. And Brian, I mean, is it safe to say the Packers just aren't a very good football team at this point?
There is a silver lining here. Despite the Packers' three consecutive losses, they are just a game out of first place in the NFC North Division. So if you want to look on the bright side, there still is hope left for this season and for the Packers.
Yeah, you look ahead. I mean, at 5-5, we're a game back of the Lions, game back of the Bears. These are two teams that we still play at some point this season. Granted, both on the road, but we still get the opportunity. You would think, even with Scott Tolzien, even with a defense that's been struggling, I mean, if you can't beat Minnesota this Sunday, then I think all bets are off.
This might be one of the key games of the season, because the Packers are probably going to have to win this game without Aaron Rodgers, which they can do. They were competitive yesterday in a loss. They had a chance to win that game. And if they can do the same against the Minnesota Vikings, they get them at home, all of a sudden you get Aaron Rodgers back for the stretch run of the season, and you're maybe not going to get a bye in the playoffs. You're maybe not going to get a home game in the playoffs. You're maybe not going to get home field advantage, but there's a chance to make it. And as you saw in the 2010 season when they won the Super Bowl, heck, they won every game on the road on the way to the Super Bowl. So Packers just going to want to qualify, but this does stand as a key matchup this upcoming week.
It really shows you, watching the game yesterday, just how big of a role Aaron Rodgers plays on this team. Obviously, that's something we know. We know how good he is. He's an elite quarterback. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, obviously. But without him, and I think where people didn't realize it would change things a little bit, is on the Packers' defense, because when the other team's on offense and they know that you don't have Aaron Rodgers, they don't have to throw balls into bad coverage as much. They don't have to take as many risks on offense because they don't have to outscore you. All you have to do is outscore the team by 13 points. They don't have to put up 30, 35 points to beat the Packers anymore. And I think that's a big reason, Brian, why the defense is struggling, because teams are not having to take any chances against the Packers.
Yeah, the Packers' defense is just struggling in general. They sit there and they allow Eli Manning to complete several long passes yesterday. Packers have some breakdowns in coverage. They actually looked much better tackling. The fundamentals of football did improve from the past 2 weeks, but, you still have these blown coverages, and you allow the New York Giants to convert two fourth downs when it's fourth and one, and they just pound the football up the middle. The Packers' defensive line couldn't stop them. These are the reasons the Packers' defense failed on Sunday, and the reasons the Packers have lost three games in a row.
Also, another fact of no Aaron Rodgers means teams know you're probably going to want to run a little bit more, and the Giants stopped Eddie Lacy just 27 yards on the day.
Yeah, the Giants knew the Packers were going to work Eddie Lacy heavily coming into the game. So they stacked the box with eight, even sometimes nine defenders, and the Packers had a hard time running the ball. I do take a little bit of umbrage with head coach Mike McCarthy's play calling, almost consistently going pass, pass, run on first down, second down, third down. Got very predictable. And you saw when the Packers did have some success, it was on play action on first down. Scott Tolzien was able to find the openings because they're committing so many players up near the line of scrimmage that he found some players open downfield. But the Packers got very predictable in their play calling without Aaron Rodgers. That's going to have to change this upcoming week if Scott Tolzien's still the quarterback.
Very strange reaction, I thought, to Scott Tolzien. He threw three interceptions, but everyone was kind of like, yeah, he played well. He played all right yesterday. Yeah, he threw three picks. Very costly ones, but you had to be kind of encouraged what you saw. Is there any chance that they don't stick with him, that now Matt Flynn, are they going to start four quarterbacks in 4 weeks, or is Tolzien the guy until Rodgers comes back?
Well, Olsen's the guy. The three interceptions are bad, and maybe Aaron Rodgers doesn't make all of those. It's weird because the Giants made some very, very good plays. You saw the back-breaking pick six by Jason Pierre-Paul that was returned for a touchdown. That was another product of the Packers' play calling. They run that kind of flat route to the tight end out in the flat. They've run that several times this season, and Jason Pierre-Paul just knew that was coming. He didn't even rush the passer. He just kind of backed off and knew that play was coming. So another product of poor play calling there by the Packers that really wasn't Scott Tolzien's fault so much.
So the Packers losing 27-13 again, this time to the Giants. They have the Vikings, a quick turnaround against the Lions, and then against a struggling Falcons team. And, what do we know about Aaron Rodgers? Part of me thinks he's going to come back soon, and then the other part of me thinks he's not going to come back this season, and they're just not telling us yet.
I think Aaron Rodgers will come back sooner rather than later. I don't know if it's going to be in time for this week's game against the Vikings. I would think that'd be unlikely, but, you know, just kind of comments he's made to the media. He hosts his weekly radio show. He's kind of not ruling himself out at any point here. Actually, the team wouldn't even rule him out of the game until this past Friday, kind of taking the whole week to actually rule him out. So you get the feeling that, you know, his road to recovery is going well. The broken collarbone is healing. It's possible he's back for that critical Thanksgiving Day showdown against the Lions. That might be the best-case scenario, but it has a chance of happening.
Well, if there's a team you want to face to kind of get things right, the Vikings, they've had an interesting season as well, especially at the quarterback position. We'll talk about that a little bit more on Friday when we preview the game. But the Packers falling again yesterday, 5-5 on the season. Still, as we said, just a game back of the NFC North, so there is still plenty of time to turn it around. But with a loss to the Vikings, that would really, really change everything. Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Sounds good. Talk to you Friday.